Welcome back to Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventure. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony. Still continuing with great new music, kicking it off with something that we've heard before, but there's a great new video out there for this from the Adam Brown. The song's called Humming Around. Make sure to check out the video. Around and around, I can see her moving, just like a record machine. And when it fades to black, yeah, when it fades to black, I can see you starting up again. In your eyes, I see you rocking and rolling, like you were 17. And when you move around, let your face get your day job, I can almost hear you say, would you, baby, baby, baby.
To work, yeah, you got a lot of style. You know that life can be trouble, it can be a drag. But when you got to paint, you got something to stand on, and they wouldn't give a damn. Would you, baby, 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 baby,
I and cream, everybody sniffing glue. 17, three chords and the truth. Filled with kicks and all cheap tricks, win like mom and dad. Yeah, we dress like chicks, still look sick and drag.
All right, that's Hey Fanzine from the Peppermint Kicks. Before that, we had Paragon Cause with Play Me. Prior to that was Ritual Rabbits with It Was You. And kicked it off with Hum It Around from The Adam Brown.
I love The Adam Brown. Clearly a show favorite band. Very nice. I think we should do a little bit less of straight up indie rock shows. I don't know what you folks think.
Well, then get off your butt and pick the music.
When I do, you tend to react negatively. I'm just saying.
That's because your taste in music sometimes leaves a little bit to be desired.
But everybody else finds it interesting. It might not be the best, but that's not why I picked them. I picked them because they're interesting.
Well, a couple of things about some of these acts in here. Two of them, actually. The Peppermint Kicks and The Adam Brown, along with The Raging Teens. All three of those acts are on a record label, an indie record label called Rumbar Records. It has about 100 artists, all doing rock, indie rock, whatever. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I think that record label might be, you know, pretty much Anthony's dream home, you know, getting retired there. I wonder if that's the thing, if rock labels could do retirement homes. I'm sure they'll be full. That'll be an actual thing if it happened.
You know, I'll be there.
Yeah.
So we will have one more Rumbar Records artist coming up in the next segment. And that's the end of the first half. Coming up with the second half after this.